I want to reveal some lies that advertising agencies are telling you guys on a consistent basis.
There's one who will fight for you, one who will teach you to hold your own and train you to win in this arena.
Bad Champions.
How do I know? Well, I've experienced it on both ends. First of all, as a small business owner, a painting contractor, and various other small businesses that I've owned, I've had the opportunity to be pitched by several advertising companies. Of course, I needed to, as they say, get myself out there. I needed to advertise. I needed to tell people about my business in the newspaper, on Craigslist, you name it. I had to get myself out there, or so they say. So I went about putting myself out there, and I've had a couple sit-down, one-on-one meetings where I was being pitched to by the advertising companies. Now, one of them in particular was a newspaper company, another one was a radio company, and I listened to their sales pitch, and I also had the opportunity to be on the opposite end. I went into selling advertising space for a while. I was the manager of a small coupon flyer, I guess you can call it. It was a pretty sizable flyer. I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that, but you know, it had so many spaces on the front and so many spaces on the back, and my job was to go out door to door or by whatever means I saw necessary and find businesses that could advertise, local businesses, to advertise in this local flyer. So I had to get my sales pitch together. I had to know how to pitch this stuff, okay? And that's where, you know, there are experiences like that, little ones, over a period of years that have built up my knowledge of this sales, marketing, and advertising industry. So let me share a little insight about the lies that are coming to you from the advertising agency. Now, it's not a deception on their part, most likely. It's not really something that these companies are doing on purpose. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's take into consideration that they really believe what they're telling you. Because to be honest, this is what is taught in schools. And to be honest, this is what popular opinion is. And it's probably what you've heard before over and over and over again about how to advertise your business. Are you ready? Let's get down to it. They all tell you that you need to, like I said before, get yourself out there. You need to get your business out there to the public. Now, what's that saying? And what is their method for doing that? What do they offer you? Well, they offer you your advertising space, and you pay by the size, a small size, large size, whatever. Of course, if you're going for a full back page or something, it's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. But whatever your advertising method is, they sell you on the fact that you need to get yourself or your business out there. So they tell you, you do this by putting your business name out there, by putting your logo out there, by making yourself look good to the public. Okay. That sounds good. And you know what? That even played to my ego for quite some time. All right, I need to make myself look good. I need to make this look like a legitimate business. I need to have a logo that looks professional. I need to have a business name that is catchy and sounds good and is memorable and those kinds of things so that people start hearing my name over and over again and can remember it. Well, there is some truth to all of those things. But what is it that's happening when these advertising agencies continue to pitch to you and continue to talk? They'll tell you that, number one, what you want to do is not expect this to be a instant success. You don't expect to hear from your ad, a response from your ad right away. You know, and this might not be something they're telling you in the first process of pitching you, of course, because they want you to take that offer now. But when it's time to sign up again and again and again, what do they tell you? They're bringing this idea forward that what you need to do is put your business out there again and again and again. So that your ad, your message to that particular audience was ineffective the first time and ineffective the second time, got zero response the third time, and on and on and on. But somewhere down the track, four or five times down the track, somebody's going to see that ad, the same message, hear your name and your cute tagline and see your professional-looking logo and go, oh yeah, I've seen that four or five times before. Now I know they're a real business. Now I think I'll buy from them. It just doesn't happen that way. That just is not the truth. Now, like I said, it's not that they're lying to you outright. It's not that they don't believe what they're saying in most cases. They've seen it happen. They've seen people advertise for 3, 4, 5 months in a row with very little result, and then finally they get something. Well, it was bound to happen. It's bound to happen that if you keep dropping hundreds or thousands on a monthly advertisement, the law of averages itself says someone's going to respond to your ad. But what if we can make those ads more effective? It's not that advertising is useless. It's not that putting something in the newspaper is too old school now. It's not that sending something in the mail doesn't work anymore, because it does. But you have to do it correctly. You see, it's not just about getting yourself out there or your business out there, letting people see your professional logo or any of that. It's also not about repetitive failing and just doing the same thing over and over and over. You know, I heard a definition of being crazy is somebody that does the same thing over and over again and expects different results. So in that sense, advertising in the same way that they've been pitching to you, and advertising in a way that that is traditional and is well known in today's society, is crazy. The percentage of response to that is just so low, you know, and that's why so many businesses get frustrated with advertising. But like I said, there's a right way to do it. And if you listened to episode number 2 and you've been following us this far, you would have heard about direct advertising or direct response advertising and direct response marketing. So go back if you haven't heard that. Listen to episode number 2. Learn a little bit about direct response advertising. And this way, you will learn how to leverage all of your advertisements. You will learn how to take those ads in wherever it is that you run them. Now, I don't know if your particular audience is a good match for where you're advertising. We can talk about that in another podcast. But let's say it is. Let's assume that your audience is there and does pick up this publication or come across this advertisement in some way. If they do, there is a way to leverage that space that you have, that you're paying for, and get a response immediately through direct response marketing and direct response advertising. Now, we talked about in episode number 2 what that entails. How you have to arrange your imagery, how you have to arrange your headline and your copy and your call to action, and what the directive is behind all of that. You see, an advertisement is not really what they say it is. An advertisement is not a way to get your business out there. An advertisement is a way to find your customers. An advertisement is simply a way to get those hidden prospects to raise their hand and say, here I am. I may be interested in something you have to offer. Without that, without being able to identify who your target market is and creating a way to connect with them and creating a way that you can contact them yourself, your chances of increasing your customer base are very slim. And you may be experiencing that now. So throughout this podcast, we're going to talk about how to structure your ad. And we're going to go more depth into writing copy, a little bit more than what we did in episode 2. We're going to go more in depth about how to create the right offers to the right audience. We're going to go more in depth into how to identify where your audience is. We're going to just pull this whole thing apart, dissect it, and apply it to your business. And if you're listening to this podcast now and you're thinking, how does this apply to my business? I'm telling you now in a response, not knowing who you are, that it probably does. But if you're having trouble connecting the dots, please get to me. Please leave a response on my Facebook page. Please look up my email. I think it's in the Facebook page somewhere. Go ahead and connect with me. I can help you to connect those dots. I can help you see how direct response marketing and the automated systems that we're going to discuss in this podcast and that I'm going to show you how to do will help your business grow like it's never grown before. And it's not rocket science. It's not something that nobody's ever figured out before. But it's certainly something that's against the grain and against popular thought and popular theory in today's world of marketing and advertising.
Please visit adchampions.com for more information on how you can take your business to the next level through advertising and marketing online.